U.S. Army Lieutenant Colonel Brian Birdwell was a victim of Osama bin Laden's terrorist network when a hijacked plane slammed into the Pentagon building on September 11, 2001. The now Texas state senator was severely burned in the attack. He joins us today, and I would like to ask you, Senator, your response to word that bin Laden is dead.
Well, it was good news, but news that that we in the Birdwell family took, you know, with the a great deal of solemnity as well. The in fact, got the call that night, turned on the TV to watch the president speak, and certainly very pleased with it, but thought about Cheryl and Sandy, my two co-workers killed that day, and the numbers of soldiers, men and women in uniform, particularly after September 11th, that were part of either pursuing bin Laden or pursuing our nation's objectives in fighting the war on terror, and then those before September 11th, with the coal and the embassies in Africa, and understanding that while we were pleased with his death, that the war on terror goes on.
Would you mind sharing with us your personal experience that day in 9/11?
Sure. I'll try to do that as briefly as I can, Susan, because it was a a lot of details. But by the Lord's grace, I found myself as the only survivor at the crash site in the E-ring being the outermost ring of the Pentagon. I was 15, 20 yards away from where the nose of the fuselage of Flight 77 crashes into the building. Was horrifically burned, spent months in the Washington Hospital Center burn unit, and then a number of months actually out through almost 4 years in going through the recovery and reconstruction. My last surgery was in September of 2005 to complete my reconstruction. So a lot of challenges, particularly the pain thresholds you're dealing with in a burn unit, are astronomical. The emotional agony that Mel and Matt endured in watching me slowly die, because I should not have survived given the massiveness of my injuries. But by God's grace, I'm still here.
How is your health now?
Pretty good. I'm doing a lot of stairs in the state capitol, so I'm getting a little bit more exercise doing staircases here than I was at home.
It does sound like you've come a very long way, you now being a state senator.
Well, I just, you know, I still have a passion for service, a passion for our freedoms as a soldier. Those things are pretty personal to you, particularly when you've paid in blood. So my duty was to, had folks asked me to consider running for office in a vacancy that was opening up, and with the resignation of the previous serving senator. And folks asked me to consider it. I did. I felt led by the Lord to go this direction, and he's blessed our path. And so now here we are serving the folks of Senate District 22 in the state of Texas.
I understand you've written a book about your healing experience.
Well, Mel and I wrote a book that was released back in 2004 called Refined by Fire that chronicles the events of that day for both she and I and Matt. And then the survival experience and how the Lord carried us through that. And it's really a book about the Lord's grace. And, 'cause it's really his story, not ours. So we've done that. And, it was a great way to let folks know, that the Lord carries us through some of the most difficult challenges, that poem Footprints in the Sand really is true, where he is carrying you through so many challenges.
Well, thank you very much, Senator. I'm so glad that you're up and about and still working for the nation we have.
Hooah, I appreciate it. it's great being an old soldier back out on the battlefield.
Okay.
Thank you, Susan.
Thank you. Have a good day.
You too, Nell.